Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, you're invited to join us here, and you can bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
So I want to jump into some audio to start things out here tonight. I teased this last night, and we talked a lot last night about drug dogs, specifically them being employed on roadside searches and what the courts think about them, which seems like the courts just think they're peachy keen, even though there's all kinds of questionable
circumstances. The courts have a problem with drug dogs, too. It's just that they're not willing to stand up to police. You heard the police captain or whatever he was call in, the guy with 35 years of law enforcement experience, call in and say, you know, I think everything's just fine with drug dogs. And nobody has the guts to say anything to police, it seems like.
Well, I don't know if the courts are not fine with it because they've been ruling in favor of them. So they certainly could stand up to the police if they wanted to. Odds are good that, you know, they, as Supreme Court justices, will probably get professional courtesy regardless of what they do to the police. And what I mean by professional courtesy is if the police know they're pulling over a Supreme Court justice, they'll probably get a pass. Just guessing, going out on a little bit of a limb there. So I wanted to play audio from John Bush and Catherine Bleich. We've had both of them on the show a number of times over the years. They're great activists who really are liberty folks down in the Austin, Texas area. We were honored to be guests at their bookstore, Brave New Books, which they just took over about a couple months ago. They were here most recently on the show as part of a Bitcoin bus tour. They came up here, if you recall, and they got a school bus that was being sort of handed down to them by the unschooling folks. Unschool bus is what it used to be. Now it's a Bitcoin bus. And so they went on a Bitcoin tour, living on exclusively Bitcoin as they rode across the country. Very, very cool stuff. They're great activists. But the more you drive around, the closer you are to getting pulled over.
That's true.
The more miles you put on a car, you're getting 1 mile close each time to closer to getting in a up close and personal interaction with some member of the police department in your area or the state police or somewhere else. And they were pulled over recently in Austin. They put the video up on YouTube because that's what you're supposed to do when you get pulled over, is you record video of the scene. Now, some would argue that you shouldn't put the video up immediately if you're being charged criminally, because then the police can sort of write their report based on what happened in the video, as opposed to the police writing their report on what they remember and possibly getting something wrong. So there's an argument to withhold the video itself from release. And I understand that argument, and I don't blame somebody for not releasing a video immediately as a result of that. But in this case, I believe they did release it pretty much immediately.
Yep.
Right afterwards. It certainly helps.
They're bad defendants.
It certainly helps garner attention to your cause. In this case, I believe it was just some sort of minor traffic ticket. But the instructive part of the video is how they respond to these police. It's nighttime in Austin on Guadalupe Street, which I believe is one of the big main drags down there. In fact, you can even hear like drums being played in the background. Austin's a very music-oriented city. So I'm going to play this audio, and I have cut it up a little bit. It's still a little on the long side. It's about 7 minutes after I've edited it. It was around 11 or 12 minutes to start. So I took out a lot of the down times, and there's certain parts where their kids are in the car with them. So it's kind of hard to hear the kids, but you should be able to make out what they're saying because, you know, what is it they say? Out of the mouths of babes. Some of the most astute observations about the police coming from the youngsters, who I don't think are much more than three. I mean, I don't feel like they've had the kids for more than 3 or 4 years.
I think that sounds right.
So I think there are two kids in the car with them, and John and Kat, they get pulled over by what they believe is one police officer. They actually realize there turns out there was a second one on the scene, and you'll hear that happen here. Let me jump right in.
Yes.
Would you mind rolling your window down all the way, please?
I think it's fine how it is.
I'm sorry?
I think it's fine how it is.
Okay. Do you know why I pulled you over?
I don't. Is there some sort of emergency?
So that's the first thing, right? This is something we talked about last night with the whole – there was actually somebody who called in to ask the question about well, what about not rolling a window down? And they're, in this video, they are successful in employing that particular tactic. It can be risky, you know, because you are at any time you could be dealing with a rogue cop who could use any excuse whatsoever to commence a beatdown on you.
The idea of not rolling the window down is that you don't give them sort of the opportunity to say, I smelled marijuana in the car. You know, I have never...
They could still say that.
Yeah, they could still say that, and I have no intention of using this tactic. It seems to me to be overly combative. I don't want to set the tone for the interaction with the law enforcement officer early on to be one of a combative one. I'd like to have a nice interaction, if that's what's going... If that's what that officer wants to have.
It's not a nice interaction. They forced you to pull over.
Yeah,
they have. At the threat of violence.
Absolutely.
They may be nice about it. But at its face, this is a violent interaction that is based on the threat.
They could be telling me one of my lights is
they
out or something. And that would be
and
really...
They could tell me that through the cracked window.
They could. All I'm saying is that I have no intention of employing this tactic. It seems overly combative to me.
I don't always employ it. If I'm dealing with an officer that is unfamiliar, I would be more likely to employ it because I would rather have that level of sort of protection between me and this potentially dangerous character that is at my car window. I don't know who this person is. I don't know what they're going to necessarily do. Not to say that a window pane is going to protect me in any way, shape, or form from some psychopath, but it certainly would prevent the officer from reaching in and, let's say, popping the lock mechanism on the door and opening the door.
And that has happened to you,
as I recall. No, I don't think they popped the door on me. They popped a door on Derek J. And in his case, his door was unlocked, and they just popped it right from the outside. You can actually see that happen in the Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree trailer, and that's actually one of those scenes that made it to the cutting room floor. It doesn't actually appear in the movie, but it appears in the trailer. Anyway, your mileage may vary with this particular tactic, but in this case, John and Kat get away with it, and the officer just sort of moves on past it, right? Okay, they're not going to roll the window down, so I'll just keep going.
It's expired. As of January.
Can you find her at my phone?
I don't think I need to answer that question.
What was the question?
Where are you headed tonight? That's a common question from the police. Where are you coming from, and where are you headed tonight? This is a way to get people talking. It's a way to get you in the driver's seat to admit to something that might cause more reasonable suspicion for continued detention or perhaps some probable cause for a search or whatever.
Yeah, I don't have any good this has been asked before, and the thing I prefer to have are sort of light, funny answers that don't give answers to questions like this. The best one I've been able to come up with is, out, Mom, and I'm not telling you when I'm coming back either. but I don't think that that's going to go particularly well.
So you haven't tried that one then?
They're not going to ask me that generally. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Why, because you have a certain look, you think?
It tends to be that way. Mm-hmm. Or you can just, like you say, home. What's the problem with going home?
Well, if you answer their question, Mark, they're going to ask you more questions. Where are you coming from before you go home? Were you at your drug dealer's house?
Where were you? Were you at your drug dealer's house?
They're not going to ask that, but that's what they want to know, right? Like, they want to know, they want you to say something that could give them more reason to hassle you further.
The thing that I've used, and I don't think it's great, is...
Where's home?
Can you read the driver's license?
That's not necessarily home. If you give a different address than what's on your license, you've just talked yourself into another charge.
Are you trying to talk me into another charge?
That's a question that you could ask, but
right.
That's a suspicious sounding question, right?
Well, the thing that I said is that I'm not answering questions tonight.
That's a good one.
And that's just it, right? Like, I just say, I'm not answering questions tonight.
Yep.
It sounds like something that an attorney would say.
Absolutely. That will set off the red flag with the cop in a good way. It'll let that cop know this person knows their rights. This person is telling me they know better than to answer questions. And I think that's one of the things that John and Kat are doing very, very well here is John is, you know, she's starting to prod with these questions and John just shuts it down.
I don't think I have to answer that question.
Right.
That's what he says. Yeah.
Yeah. Am I under any obligation to answer your questions? No, of course not.
Did he say that?
No. I think he might say something similar to that here in a moment. We'll play more from the audience side of the road in Austin, Texas, Guadalupe Street. Two cops versus two liberty activists and their two kids. We'll hear the kids chime in here in a little bit. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to comment, add in what, you know, your suggestions, how would you have done things differently. It's free time.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We've heard from some people in Durango.
We
We are back with more Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Just dial on in toll free right here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Playing some audio of people flexing their rights. We talked a lot last night about police pullovers and made some suggestions, some concrete suggestions as to what one can do in that particular circumstance. And, of course, a favorite question is, am I free to go? That's that. You know, if there's one question that you can remember to ask, because this stuff takes practice.
No, it does.
If there's one question that you need to remember in a police encounter, whether it's on foot or whether it's in a car, is it's am I free to go? That's the number one, in my opinion. Now, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Of course, you're under no obligation to answer any of the police's questions. You generally do. Again, this isn't legal advice. It's just my experience. You generally do need to identify yourself if you're the driver. If you are a passenger, there's different rules in different states. Some states will require you, if a officer asks you for to identify yourself, that you at the very least give them verbally your name and birth date. But you are under, as a passenger, generally no legal obligation to actually carry or hand over any identification.
You can also answer with questions too when they, you know, say something to you. For instance, when they ask you for identification, you say, "I'm not driving the vehicle. What do you need my identification for?"
Sure.
Or, and then, yeah, you know, then you're putting it back on them. Why are you asking for this? Are you on a fishing mission to just be able to? I mean, is this the reason for the stop? You stopped us all to just kind of see who was in the car?
So in this case, the stop was just as kind of a standard traffic stop. They were, I think it was an expired registration. The cop says at the very beginning, we're going to continue with a family exercising their rights as much as they can, at least on the side of the road.
Yeah, I'm holding in my hand the solution to Obamacare, at least for my family. So there's a movement in healthcare today in this country. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for health insurance and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, live out your values in healthcare, join the movement. It's change. It's change healthcare for good. It's libertyhealthshare.org. So libertyhealthshare.org, and you can give them a call at 855-58-LIBERTY. So first, check out their website at libertyhealthshare.org, and then give them a call at 855-58-LIBERTY.
All right, let me get back into some of this audio here from John Bush and Kat Bleich. Their family pulled over at nighttime in Austin, Texas, on Guadalupe Street. We continue with that here. Oh, wait, there's somebody else chit-chatting there in the background. We're going to do that in a moment. I love it when those websites pop-ups just decide to start playing audio for you. And then there's
thanks.
There are certain there's one browser, and I guess it's Chrome because Firefox isn't doing it for me. There is one browser where they'll give you the little speaker on the tab that is actually putting out audio. Sadly, that's not happening here. So, okay, I found it, and now we're going to continue with the police pullover.
I don't think I need to answer that question. I don't see what it would help.
She says, question? I don't see what it would hurt. The question was, where are you going to, or where are you coming from tonight? And so he says he's not going to answer. She says, well, I don't see what it would hurt. I don't see how it would help, he said.
I don't think I need to answer that question. I don't see what it would help.
Yeah, I mean, it might, you know, if you're coming from, say, a bad neighborhood or a bar or just somewhere totally benign. It's just a question.
What if he's coming from a bad neighborhood? Are you not allowed to come from a bad neighborhood?
Right. The last thing that I want to give you information that I'm coming from a bad neighborhood. Perhaps I'm there giving food to the hungry. Whatever it is that I'm doing, you're going to immediately assume things about me because I'm coming from that neighborhood.
Yeah. How is it useful for her to know where you're coming from? Why does that somehow help this traffic stop?
Right, because the assumption is that she's going to use that information to decide whether or not you're a bad person, and mm-hmm. she needs to do more. If you're not a bad person, what you should do is not give her information that's going to lead her down the wrong trail.
So, do all people who live in bad neighborhoods, are they all bad people?
That's what she's thinking.
It's certainly not true, right?
It's just a question.
Just a question.
Well, I'm not obliged to answer it, so I'm going to go ahead and exercise my right to remain silent.
Boom, boom, just like that. I'm not obliged to answer it. He doesn't even ask her if he's obliged to answer it. He knows that he's not obliged to answer
Indeed.
It. And he's going to exercise his right to remain silent, which, as unfortunately the Supreme Court has declared, apparently you have to do now. So you can't just remain silent in America. It's my understanding that the interpretation from the men and the women in robes is that you have to actually overtly make a statement that you are going to remain silent.
But you can refuse to answer a question. Remaining silent, it's just, I'm not answering that question.
I like your answer, Mark, just the sort of the flat, I'm not answering questions tonight.
I don't use that tone. I just say, I'm not answering questions tonight.
Well, whatever tone.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter what tone you say that. That's an indicator that you know your rights. And
it's a strong indicator of that.
As soon as you indicate that you know your rights, you'll probably see a traffic stop change. You know, the officer will likely change how they approach the scene, and then they'll just go and get the ticket written and be done with it because they know not to. In some cases, they'll know not to push it.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Just so you know, you're not under arrest, but you are detained. So, yeah, you don't have
Thank
to.
You for that.
She says, but yeah, you don't have to answer that.
What's the question? Answer what?
Just so
you know? There's, okay.
She had asked him a series of questions, and he had expressed his right to not do that. She's letting him know he's correct. You do not have to answer my questions.
Terry v. Ohio. It's a classic.
Yeah, that'll let you. That'll let
I'm looking
right
for my phone.
All right. Here are the kids. Obviously, it's a very pleasant thing to be pulled over, as these youngsters are realizing here. It's probably the first time this has ever happened to them.
Well, it's a paperwork issue. We live in a country where... Oh, Ollie, hit the phone. We live in a country where if you don't have your papers in order, people with guns will pull your vehicle over.
Now, I just love the way Kat and John explained the situation to the kids. And just the absurdity of it all... The explanation is just so ridiculous. I'm not saying they were ridiculous, but the explaining what's going on here in a way that a child can understand, it's bewildering to listen to it. With fresh ears, right? Like what? There are men with guns pulling you over and kidnapping
you? No, this isn't a man with a gun pulling him over. It's a woman with a gun pulling him over.
There are women with guns pulling you over, kidnapping you because you don't have the paperwork, pieces of paper appropriate for the vehicle. I mean, that's just crazy.
Don't be afraid.
She said she pulled us over because our registration's expired. Every year you have to pay the government money to drive your car around.
Isn't that crazy, kids? Who are these people? And why do you have to pay them for this privilege? 855.
Why do you have to pay for registration annually? I mean, I get why you might want to register a car and have numbers on the back, but why? I mean, in Montana, once a vehicle's over 10 years old, you don't need to renew your license after that. Why?
855-453. That's our toll-free number. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks, month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. We're talking about flexing your rights during a police pullover. It is something you can do even if you do have something to lose. You know, once activists have children, they tend to change their activism styles. And that's okay. You know, everybody's got their roles. You can't do civil disobedience forever. And certainly John Bush and Catherine Bleich have done their share of civil disobedience. They're Austin-based activists. Both are members or participants in the Free State Project, and hopefully we'll see them make a move up here with thousands of other liberty-minded folks one of these days. But for right now, they're running a bookstore, a liberty-friendly bookstore down in Austin, Texas. And even though they've got two kids, they're still standing up for their rights. Now, they're not going out and performing civil disobedience, which is understandable, because if you got mouths to feed, it's important to come home at night. But yeah, there's still risk involved. I mean, when you flex your rights on the side of the road with the police, you still don't know what's going to happen next. Now, in a lot of cases, I think that it's for the best to flex your rights with the police. I think that overall, even though you can find some of these outlying cases where some rogue cop goes insane and, you know, smashes a video camera and hurt someone, those are fairly rare. And if people exercise their rights more frequently, it will help keep the police in better control. It will help them behave more friendly manner, in a more honorable manner, if you can even say that about people who are threatening folks who are, not hurting anybody else. But,
I think that I could It's not that my highest priority when I'm getting stopped isn't how I can help the next person on the next traffic stop. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to do that, but what my concern is how this traffic stop goes. And you heard that lady, what she said.
The cop?
The police officer said that she asked him where they were coming from or where yep. they were going or something like
he
that.
He refused to answer.
And he refused to answer. And she's kind of like, well, it couldn't hurt. And he's like, I don't think I'm obligated to answer that question. And she's like, well, it couldn't hurt. And he's like, I don't think it can help. Mm-hmm. And she's like defending it. It's like, well, what if you're coming from a bad neighborhood or a bar?
Yeah, she's trying to talk him into answering the question.
What, okay.
Oh, what's the big deal? It's just a question. She said.
What if I am coming from a bad neighborhood or a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I, again, why would I, what, how do I benefit by telling you? Is the best answer here church? Because at some point I will be heading to church, and at some point I have left church.
Mm.
So I guess I am leaving church and going to church. Is that the answer that you want me to give?
So I want to get back into the audio. We've got a few, several minutes actually of good audio, and at some point John and Kat are going to let these cops have it. But right now it's the initial phase of the pullover where she's still kind of taking down name and information, got his license, insurance info, etc. We'll continue that. But if you've got internet access, you are probably being watched, probably by your own internet service provider. They're likely saving your surfing history and your search terms that you're entering. Criminals may also be sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. You can stop all of that from happening by encrypting your data connection with ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, a global virtual private network, and you can get signed up with 50% off the regular monthly price of the lifetime of the account. When you buy an annual account with our code FTL50, just go to proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and 50, as in 50% off. Now, you can start for free. The free account's fairly limited in bandwidth and such, but you can actually try it out and get a little taste of what it's like. Breaks the price down, that code FTL50, to around $5 a month. With the premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Get started at proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL. We go back to the side of the road, Guadalupe Street in Austin, Texas, where John Bush and Catherine Bleich and their kids, two kids, have been pulled over by two police officers. And let me continue with the audio here. And the kids are starting to speak up and ask questions about, you know, why is this happening? Why did we get pulled over?
Every year you have to pay the government money to drive your car around. It's very strange. Thankfully, she seems very sweet and polite.
Well, if you don't count threatening you to pull over to the side of the road as impolite, then I guess she's been relatively calm.
I'll take polite and over impolite.
She hasn't commenced a beat down yet, but the kids sort of, they kind of know what might happen.
Because there's stickers on the car that the government expects you to have up
to
date.
Yeah, that's kind of scary for a kid, right? Like, kids love stickers. Now all of a sudden stickers can cause men with guns and women with guns to show up. So watch out for the wrong stickers, kids.
Nobody likes to be pulled over. It's an unfortunate part of the world.
Standing nearby,
it's departed. The officer has gone back to run whatever tags, but there's actually another officer standing nearby.
It's an unfortunate part of the world that we live in right now, Ollie. And I hope that it won't always be like that.
So the officer, I don't believe, is within earshot of this conversation. I'm not playing the actual video, so I'm not watching it happen. I'm just playing you the audio track.
Okay.
From it. We'll link to the full video on our Facebook and Google Plus, or not Google Plus, Facebook and Twitter. Did you hear that?
Yeah, she's hoping that we don't get killed.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. They're not going to kill us.
Well, that's because you're not running from them, right? Like, if you if you continued to go on about your way and ignore the women's flashing red and blue lights, then you'd get closer to possibly having them kill you. So,
killing you is an option.
Yeah, in this particular instance, thankfully, Nobody goes home in a body bag.
There is a I think last year there was an officer who fired at a woman who attempted to drive away from a traffic stop. She shouldn't have been driving away, but he fired into a vehicle with like four kids in in order to stop that. And this is kind of you know, this is why maybe you should just take down the license plate, officer. You got a camera for this very reason. Isn't that the idea here? Can't we just put out a warrant? I mean, everybody else has got a warrant. Why not this lady, too?
Sure. You put on an all-points bulletin, as they call it, or BOLO, be on the lookout.
Don't worry. We're safe, okay? Good thing we got our insurance up, dude. Good timing.
I'm afraid of her, she says.
You're afraid of her?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Anna. The police?
Yeah, that girl right there. Ow.
Where? Oh, there's somebody standing there?
So, John's kid notices the other cop before he does. The kids have more situational awareness, at least at this particular moment, of who is surrounding them. And so the little kid says, I'm afraid of her, and he finally indicates, oh, my God, there's another cop standing over there on the passenger side. They didn't even realize that. So, I thought this was a really interesting interaction. It's one of those things like from the mouths of babes. This child is really observant of what's going on around them, and you know, they're really feeling, I think, the intensity of the situation, and it's not a comfortable feeling, you know, to be in that as an adult. And I can't imagine what it's like, because I've never had that experience. I can't imagine what it's like as a 3-year-old or however old this child is. Sounds very, very young.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's got to be a really intimidating situation, especially if you know that the police can be violent and dangerous. You're worried about your parents, right?
There's somebody standing there. What's your name? And your badge number?
7553. This is good. Just a good standard practice. What's your name? Badge number. Get it on the record, because you know you're not always able to capture the name tag of some officer, and you don't necessarily have in Austin where there's 1600 or 1900 police officers, you're probably not going to encounter an officer that you know.
But the badge number is kind of this standard sort of combative thing. I mean, but it depends on where you live too. There could be 9 officers. Myths that are female.
Yeah, it could be. We'll come back with more here from the side of the road. Austin, Texas activists flexing their rights. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
K
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're playing audio from the side of the road in Austin, Texas. We talked a lot about drug dogs and police searches, police interactions last night. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to listen to one of them. And that's what we have here. It's 7 minutes of audio. We're about not quite halfway through at this point. 7 minutes of audio from the side of the road. It was originally about 11 or 12. I cut it down to the most relevant portions. We're with the family of John Bush and Catherine Bleich, and their two kids in the car, just out for an evening, doing whatever. And get pulled over by a cop who says their, I think it was their tag or the registration had expired. And so ultimately the officer, of course, has taken license and insurance information and gone back to their car. And Kat and John proceed to have a discussion with the kids about, you know, exactly what it is that's going on in this circumstance. And, you know, the explanation is pretty kind of funny. You know, if you've never been through a police pullover before, as these these kids have not, then it's really ridiculous to hear an explanation of what actually is going on. Well, mommy and daddy don't have the right sticker on their car, and so therefore these, you know, women with guns are able to hold us
the sticker.
Yeah, hold us at bay over this, or waylay us. So let me continue with this audio. You're welcome to share your thoughts, your observations of this, how you might have handled things differently. I think they're handling it just fantastic. I think they're, they're not giving up information. They refuse to answer the cops' prying questions about where they're coming from or where they're going or whatever, and they flex their rights right from the very beginning of the police stop. So everything, I think, is going very well from that perspective.
The real, I agree. I think that the real difficulty in a traffic stop is to both sort of stand on your rights and to keep it from getting combative as best you can. And, you know, John's doing his very best at that, and I think he's doing a great job.
Right, and especially with the kids in the car, because it's that changes the dynamic of what you've kind of probably can feel like you can do or get away with, because you don't likely want to take too many risks. with the kids because you don't want to be separated from them. You certainly don't want to get arrested or beaten in front of them. And there are a lot of ways this could have gone really, really wrong with the kids in the car. Thankfully, the police do not commence a beatdown of the folks. And
generally, it is unlikely.
Generally, that is fairly unlikely at a just any old traffic stop. Certainly, I would think it'd be less likely in front of the kids.
This is, did they get pulled over for the registration?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is just a revenue stop.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, registration is, it's completely revenue. Think about it for a second.
But it's also a fishing expedition, which is why the cop was asking questions.
That's more revenue.
Yeah.
If the state wishes, and by the state I mean the organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, but if the state intends to, say quantify cars, identify cars. There's a lot of white Tauruses out there. Let's put numbers on the back of them so in case one of them's involved in, say, a bank robbery, we can say, it's that Taurus there. Well, you don't have to you don't have to send a different colored sticker every single year in order for the Taurus to have the same numbers on the back. Mm. You can look at the numbers on the car and say, oh, that's a white Taurus, sure enough, and everything checks out. So you can pay for that privilege, say the plate, one time, instead of it being a revenue generation issue. Because, obviously, roads have to be paid for. But police have to be paid for, too. And these two ladies that are here on this doing this stop, their time is worth about what this registration costs, at least in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, I think it's $60, $50 or something like that for a registration for a year. You can't tell me that a police officer's time isn't worth about that, two of them. I don't know what they're getting paid, but $25 an hour sounds fine. And they're getting all kinds of benefits on top of that, and they have a 20-year work life. So you could even double those numbers. The cost of the pullover is more than the registration. That's why this doesn't make sense. That's why we need a better system than putting different colored stickers on the license plate every year.
Well, I got to say that up here in New Hampshire, there are a few months out of the year where it's fairly common that you'll see license plates completely covered. Now, it's with snow.
It's snow, yeah.
It's illegal, from what I understand, to actually do that, and maybe somebody gets pulled over for it, but I've heard about it happening in Massachusetts. I've never actually heard about it happening in New Hampshire. So all the time, I'm on the roads during the wintertime, and I see people with snow packed all over top of their license plates.
Especially
plate.
If you
and
got
there's not a bevy of bank robberies that happens as a result.
No. Especially if you have, like, a pickup truck, and there's that little area beneath the license plate.
The ledge.
The ledge there. The snow can just get piled up there. Now, it's rare that you'll have a vehicle where both the front and the rear license plate are covered in snow at the same time.
Sure, but the cops are generally, if they're following you, they're not going to be
on one side or the other.
Yeah. So let me continue with the audio here from the Blush family on the side of the road in Austin.
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Did you hear that? My daughter said she was afraid of you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You could step closer.
We were asking if you just heard my daughter ask if you guys were going to kill us.
No, the window's down or not down, so I can't hear what she's saying.
Yeah, that's what our three-year-old, that's what she asks when people with guns approach our car because of all the media stuff, so just be aware.
Absolutely not. Tell her absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not, Aliana. Sorry that so many...
She probably has little kids, too, like you.
I couldn't make that one.
Well, police can be scary.
She's probably not going to meet me.
Okay, sir. Is this the current address on your license?
Okay. So we're back into tricky questions here. So this sounds like a routine question, right? And it is for them. They ask it every time they pull somebody over. It just sounds like, we're just making sure that the dots are on the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed here, sir. Is this your current address on the license?
Okay, sir. Is this the current address on your license? At 11606.
That is the...
Yeah.
address listed on my license, yes.
Is that your current physical address?
That's my permanent address.
Now, okay. He's gone further than he had to here. He did not have to answer, as I understand it, any of those questions about his address. And in point of fact, this is one of the ways they write a lot of people tickets. So, and this happens all over the place. If your address on the license is different than the address in which you've moved to recently, most states have some sort of requirement that you update the government agents with your new address. And if you haven't done that, you've just taught, and you've given them information. If you actually claim that's not your address, you're just being honest with them. Hey, I just moved. That's not my address yet. Boom! You've just talked yourself into another ticket.
If it's been less than 10 days that you've moved,
depends on where you live.
Yeah, it depends on where you moved. But you usually have some small period of time. And okay, so if, for instance, like, what does move mean? That's a question you need to ask yourself.
You can get into all that, but you could just not answer the question. Right, I've had a cop ask me that question, and I've just simply refused to answer.
What if you need to get something sent to you by them, and you have moved recently?
You can give them a different mailing address if you're insisting on having them send things to you.
Yeah, I understand that, right? Yeah. Like, you could give them an address and say, look, I moved recently.
I wouldn't give them any of that
information. I understand. I'm just saying you could.
If you need to send me mail, you can send mail to this address. That does not give any information about where you've moved to.
Okay. I think that might be, yeah.
You can have a mailing address.
I have
address.
Trouble getting mail at this address, so why don't you send mail? If you need to send mail to me, I have a different address for you.
Let me go to your calls here. We're going to get back to the audio here in a moment. John is with us listening in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, I was just telling your caller there that I got pulled over there in Denison, Iowa once. And a cop come up to me. I was doing 2 mph over the speed limit. And she come up to me and she says, I smell alcohol.
Oh, my. Were you drinking that evening?
No.
Okay.
I had just got off work.
All right. Do you work at a brewery?
No. I worked at a packing house back then.
All right.
But she had come up to the window, and she says, I smell alcohol. And I told her, I says, well, you need to go get your nose checked because you're snorting too much candy. So then she calls for backup.
Uh-oh.
Or the backup comes, and he says, tells me to come back to his car. I go back there, and he says, I need you to do a breathalyzer. I said, well, I'll do it, but you do it first because you probably had more drink than I did.
Nice line. Did he do it?
No.
I want to hear the rest of the story. If you can hang through the news, John, stand by. I
want to find out what his bail was.
All right, 855, 450 free, side of the road, flexing your rights. Can it be done? Yeah, it can be done, even if you got kids in the car. We'll share the rest of the audio here coming up. Hour number 2 is on the way, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continuing in moments. Our number's 855, 450 free. We'll continue.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative. GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect
protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.